systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, April 12th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
It's episode 335. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Monday night show. It's Monday fun day. Monday fun day. You guys should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or the Ustream app for your mobile device. And we got the chat room there. You can type some shit and we'll probably give it a read. Or got a phone call system that hasn't been taken away from us yet. 406-204-4687. Feel free, give us a call, whatever. You know, that's how it goes. So here in town, I've noticed on the Flathead Beacon site, you guys know we kind of fuck around with those fuckers every now and then, right?
It's good fun.
It's
good shit.
See how quick we can get a comment thread shut down.
Right.
Usually.
Or just get banned altogether from their shit.
No, they haven't banned me yet, which is kind of surprising. I think they like it because the more comments...
It gets more attention.
Well, the more comments I post, the more times people are going back to the site to see what was replied to, and they can't help themselves. There's internet beef. Like, you can't help yourself.
No.
You have to be a part of it. You have to. That's just all there is to it.
It's fun.
So they wouldn't shut that shit down because the threads that we fuck with usually have the most comments in them, which is coincidence or not. But so I did some research and there's I didn't know this, but a few of the people that post on there are how do you say, of the Aryan descent. I mean, we're all white, right? But these people take it to that, like, creepy level of being white, where, like, if it ain't white, it ain't right, that kind of shit.
Oh, those people.
I'm not down with those people, okay? Skinheads. Deco Punk knows. They're skinheads.
The ones who drink the white Powerade just because it's awesome. They're like,
they don't. They if they play pianos, they only use the white keys. So I've seen them actually take the black keys off, paint the piano white, which, I don't know if you know anything about grand pianos, but they should be black. Should be. They don't like their pupils because those are black. They don't like zebras. They only like zebras halfway, I guess. They're just, you know, overall white Nazi trash, like Guitar Hero Dave says here in the chat. Skinheads, you know, those kind of people.
Okay, got it.
Now, I noticed when I first moved here to the Valley, coming from California, from Lancaster, there was a lack of black people here.
There
I was like, that's weird. And everyone,
you see one every once in a great while.
And, of course, my parents noticed that as well, coming from California. My dad more so, because he worked in L.A. repoing cars, which, you know, 9 times out of 10, it was a African-American gentleman not making his car payment.
Doug says they don't like Danny's heart because it's black.
That is true. They do not like your heart.
Right.
Because it is cold and black.
Yes.
They don't like rooms without lights on because they are black.
Huh.
They definitely don't like nighttime. Guitar Hero Dave says legal repo. Yes, legal repo. Except for the one time he followed a car down to fucking Tijuana. Repoed the car. The guy reported the car stolen. The Tijuana police didn't know any better, so they put my dad in jail for 3 days in Tijuana.
Oh, great. Lovely.
Yeah, best time of his life, I bet. But anyway, so they noticed that, and I remember being a kid and hearing people here when my parents would be like, Hey, come here.
Hey.
Where's all the black people?
Yeah, no.
There's three here, and we all know where they live. No, but seriously, there's only three here. We're working on knowing where they live. So it's that whole thing. Well, I didn't realize that maybe now, you know, you would think that the more a place grows, there's you're gonna have that mix, right? The bigger the population.
I've noticed that there's a few more, but like still a handful,
right? But not anywhere in a comfortable number or whatever that it should be. And I understand we're up north and it's cold and they don't like the cold. I understand that. I don't like the cold either that much. It's cool. But you guys got your puffy jackets on, right?
Right.
They like those.
They do.
When I say they, you know who I mean. So I found out that a few of these people are these Aryan brotherhood or sisterhood. I think one of them's a female. You guys remember the, what was that group? Prussian Blue? Was that their name?
I have no idea.
Mother, and she had these two blonde daughters or something, and they were like total white trash, white power people. And they wrote these songs about being, you know, racist and white is right and everything. Well, they ended up moving up here. And the kid's mother is one of the ladies that posts all the time on the Beacon.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, Doug says Prussian Blue. Those people. So they all live up here, of course. And so I come to find out, I do a little research, and you know there's a website called stormfront.org, right?
Right.
And what that is a website basically tailored to the white power people. I guess, the WPP, the white power people.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And this lady and all of her friends, and I didn't know this, there's a forum or a message board on stormfront.org about, you know, where's all the good places to live? Where are there no black people at? This lady moves up here and starts making posts on this thing saying, hey, come move to Kalispell.
No.
And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Meanwhile, our city is worried about having a bad name for tourism for all of our dispensaries for medical weed here. And that's why they banned that in town. Meanwhile, that's happening over here. This bitch is like, hey, all you Nazis and black people haters and white power people and KKK members, come move to Montana, specifically the Flathead Valley. Because guess what? There's no black people here. There's three, and we know where they live. Yeah. And that's
a really good way to advertise our city. Thank you.
I know. But nobody, everyone here almost, I mean, there's a good majority that are of that mind state. Maybe not as outspoken as she is about it, but deep down inside, behind closed doors, they're like, yeah, I'm glad.
I don't even understand what it matters.
It doesn't matter.
What does it matter?
It doesn't. What does it matter? Exactly. There's absolutely, there are no provable anything. And I understand, okay, you get a bunch of, you know, like ghetto people in the projects. And yeah, it's going to be a shitty part of town.
Right.
But it's because you guys put them in those situations. I mean, granted, you're always going to have bad people that do stupid shit. You have white people that do stupid shit. You have Asians. Yeah. You have people in general just do stupid shit. You can't lock it down to one race or another, you know? And
in every race has the potential to be a complete dumbass, okay?
Exactly. But these people, and I don't know, I just, that really made me mad that she's advertising this as like a place filled with like-minded people of her. And it's like, yeah, kind of, but the people that are, let's say, my age and younger are totally not like that. It's older generation. And they're totally,
unless they're our age and they were brought up by those fucking people, sheltered and closed doors.
But even that, a lot of the time, they will grow out of it, I find. As they get their own life experience, they meet a couple black people that are cool and shit, and they're like, you guys aren't slinging crack and raping white women.
And crazy.
This is blowing my mind because my parents told me that that's all you guys were good for. It's like they don't know until they, you know, get out into the world and see it for themselves. But I don't know. I just wanted to mention that that's kind of fucked up that we have this kind of shit going on here. And this lady's going on this site posting all this shit like, come here. And she's growing the population of like KKK members here.
That's not a good idea.
It's not at all. It's giving our town a bad name. It's giving this valley a shitty, you know, reputation. Way more so than having some medical weed dispensaries in town next to, you know, all of your bars and your churches and everything else that you guys are doing that you think is okay. So, I don't know. I just wanted to mention that. I learned that and I was just like, my jaw dropped. I was like, holy shit. Is this for real?
Why is it still going on? Why do people hate other people's races so bad now?
Grudge, maybe?
For what?
I honestly think a lot of it's the way they're brought up. I really
but
do.
Why in the first place? I don't get it.
Because that's how their parents were. Because that's how their parents were. Because somewhere down that line, somebody owned slaves. And that was it. And they fought for the South and not the North. And when they lost, they got a bad fucking taste in their mouth. And then they're like, well, we're going to own slaves anyway, so fuck y'all.
But what does it matter? The whole thing is over with.
Doug says,
no matter if you were with the South or you were with the North, guess what? It's over with.
Yeah, that was like 200 years ago, guys. I mean, granted, we're well on our way to another civil war or uncivil war, whatever you want to call it. Doug says, because people are stupid. I'm going to go ahead and just go with that. And Charlie Clown says, my grandma's ancestors owned slaves. Well, congratulations.
My ancestors probably did, too. I actually, you know, I probably have black people in my family
tree. I think
my
ancestors were the slaves, so.
Probably. I don't know, it's stupid. It's like, what? It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank the people at stormfront.org and the lady who is doing that. I just want to thank her for being an old racist fuck and for making our town even worse. So, good on you.
Thank you.
So, do you guys remember we were talking about that whole medical marijuana thing? The dispensary's opening up. They put a 90-day moratorium on it. After the moratorium, then they said, no selling weed in city limits. Because we don't want our town to be known as the pot capital or whatever. We want to go ahead.
It's already known as the meth capital. So
we
want to
go ahead and stick with the meth capital and the racist capital. But don't if you put pot in there, that's the trifecta, and we can't deal with that. We won't get any money from the state.
Right.
But so the other day, I've been seeing this billboard for quite a while. It's a green tinted billboard, and it just says. Something. It doesn't say weed anywhere on it. I forget what it says, but it's something
it says, marijuana.
No, that's the other one. The first one that went up that was green. It looked like just a billboard for like a clinic of sorts, but it had a green tint to it. There were no pot leaves on it, none of that stuff. And then a couple days ago, I see one that is like, boom, we sell weed, nigga. It's all like pot leaves and the cannabis pharmacy spelled like F-A-R-M. Yeah, yeah. And they put these signs, and I honestly think that they bought those signs as a fuck you to the city because city is like, we're not going to be known for that. So they're like, well, fine. If you're going to fuck us out of our good buildings and cheap leases and make us go out of town for this shit, then we're going to put billboards coming into town.
Fucking
and so because
you can
of,
get weed here.
Yeah, with or without a card. Let me just make that perfectly clear.
Oh, yeah.
But besides the point, like, it depends. Do you want to be registered on a piece of paper as a known pot smoker, or do you just want to, you know, keep doing what you're doing?
Just do it.
I just keep doing what I'm doing. But anyway, I think that was just a complete fuck you to the city as, like, if you're not going to let us do that, we're going to put billboards on the main highways coming into the valley here. Like, if you come to Kalispell or to the valley, you have to come through one of those highways. And now there's those signs up there. And that just totally, like, shot the city in the foot. Like, what they were trying not to do.
Yeah.
They went around it and did it. And that's so awesome. And I wanted to say good on you for putting those billboards up.
A
fuck
round of applause.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Doesn't sound as good as Josh's canned applause.
Yeah, no.
But this is real.
This is
raw.
Real. We do it live.
We do it live. Fuck it. We fucking do it live. So yeah, we had a couple friends over all weekend.
Yeah.
What'd you think of my friend Bob? That's
the
guy.
I think it's pretty cool.
That's the guy I first rapped with on that album, the old Product CD.
Yeah.
It was me and him. He's the one that kind of sound like a white Snoop Dogg. He had that kind of... He's the kid, if you go to thejamhole.com/pics, there's that album of us performing at the Outlaw Inn. The tall dude is Bob, obviously. The short, fat dude, that's me. And it's been like a few years since I've seen him. He got into some trouble. He's one of those kids that kind of was in and out of trouble all the time, but never because of doing anything really bad, you know?
He
just wrong place, wrong time, or this one instance, one of his friends, like, was worried about him or something because his friend was kind of religious and told his parents that he was doing acid, so his parents sent him to wilderness treatment.
That's gay.
And, I mean, they're best friends now still, which is cool, and I'm friends with all of them. It's just funny that, like, You totally fucked his life up, dude.
Right.
By trying to help. And I understand. He was coming from a good place. Trying to help and all. But, yeah, so he comes over and we just fucking fauffed and partied. And I'm a little hungover and tired still. It was, like, nonstop since Thursday. And the funny thing is, I totally forgot he was coming over this weekend. Like,
yeah,
we
I know.
Do the show.
You got the text. You were like, holy shit, I almost forgot.
Yeah, totally, dude. Like, Thursday we did the hip-hop thing, and I was up till, you know, late because Minx and Nickel B were here, and then work, and then that night the show with Sean, and then that's when Bob called, wasn't it? It was after the show sometime. On Friday?
Yeah, it
or
was
did he get here
late.
Saturday?
I don't know.
I think it was Friday.
I don't know, dude. I forget.
I don't know. See, I don't even remember. That's how much fucking fun we had. But, so we went to a new FOLF course I found, which it's in the PDGA.com, the Pro Disc Golf Association. They have a website with a cool course directory, which is pretty awesome. That anywhere you're at, in any state in the U.S., you just put in your state, and it'll bring you up the course directories for, you know, that place. And it
that's
gives
cool.
you the rundown.
Did
how
you
many...
guys go to that KOA one?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I was going to mention. We went to the KOA. It's called Buffalo Bob's or Buffalo Bill's or something. Something weird serial killy like that, you know?
Yeah.
And you drive down it and it totally looks like, oh yeah, serial killers live here. That makes
cool.
sense.
Let's,
right.
Let's go
no
play
surprises.
With the serial killers.
No
great.
Surprises here. I'm totally expecting someone to just jump out and rape me and then kill me and my crew. But this course is really cool. They're really short holes, but all of the holes are like homemade baskets and they're weird like sculptures. Like, huh. made out of horseshoes, the basket part, and then, like, bicycle chains, and then, like, it's like a Tim Burton FOLF course, is what
sweet.
It reminded me of, dude. It's like FOLFing in one of my many nightmares I have
that's
every fucking night.
That's kind of cool. At least it's not, like, fucking Depot Park, where you're just hitting trees.
Yeah, and it's not, like at, not Depot, but Lawrence Park, you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah,
how
yeah, yeah.
You just kind of go back and forth. Like, this, you walk around it, so if there's a bunch of people there, you're not constantly dodging the crossfire. But yeah, it was a pretty good time. I'm glad I went up there because I'd never seen that course at all before. So, and yeah, we went and hung out with just a bunch of people that I kind of grew up with. But you know how you just kind of lose touch. A couple
yeah.
of you get married. And
that's
then,
always cool to like go and hang out with somebody you haven't seen in a long time. Like
yeah,
I've
yeah.
got a lot of friends I haven't seen in a long fucking time. Most of them, granted, are married and have kids. And,
right,
are
and that's why you
faggots
don't see
and
them.
Sit on their ass and don't come out of their house because their
right.
wives will scream at them if they see the light of another female. At all, so I just leave them alone. So yeah, I don't like I posted on Twitter today. I was like, is it sad that I only hang out with my family?
And we all said yes, by the way.
I don't like other people. I don't like people. They suck balls.
Yeah, they do.
My
they
friends
do.
Disappoint me, okay?
Pick better friends. No, my friends are all right. I did enjoy that. It's weird that, you know, these people will only get together if someone comes from out of town, like if one of our friends that's still out working Alamon or if Bob comes in, like that's the only time they'll really all get together. Other than that, they're all kind of doing their own thing. So
yeah.
it's kind of funny seeing them all together and shit because they've all changed so much since, you know, we all used to be younger, obviously, and doing our thing and everything. But we went to my buddy's house. He was on here, Threesome Adam.
Threesome
the DJ,
Adam.
Yeah, we call him Threesome Adam. That's how everyone knows him on the
Seems
show.
Seems like he bangs a lot of chicks, dude.
He used
I was talking to him when
he
we were at
to.
The bar, and he's just like, oh, I kicked this chick to the side, and I'm up with this chick, and I got this chick's number. And
you
like,
know what, though?
What?
He's been doing that since we were in high school.
Is he totally lying?
And he's still single.
Really?
And he gets girlfriends off and on, but they always end up being crazy, or he ends up maybe not, you know... treating them like the princesses they think they are, which in some cases they are not. I'll be the first to say that. But so we go to his house and he's got this big giant monitor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to see the jam hole on this. So I take a picture of it and post it. Didn't even realize the people on the internet are good at pointing this shit out. Like, they'll get a picture of something. If it's like the inside of someone's house, they'll start looking at stuff.
Of course.
Benzie. Another friend, fan of ours, he makes the first post. Is that a bottle of lotion next to his Logitech G15 gaming keyboard? Oh, I didn't
yes.
even.
Yes, it is.
I didn't even notice it. And I go to look. I'm like, nah, busted. Yes, it is. But man, could you imagine jerking off on that screen?
No.
Oh, God. Thing is like this big, titties like life size in your face, 3D.
Meh.
Can you imagine 3D porn?
Yeah.
Full haptic
it's
feedback.
It's called In My Dreams, I Have 3D Porn. And that's when I wake up and have an orgasm.
It's
and it's
called
so great.
Having Sex with Women. That's my 3D
yes,
porn.
Yes, that is also 3D. That's actually real sex.
Yeah, Guitar Hero Dave says, just like the lotion Matt has next to his computer. I'm a dry jerker. Unless I'm using the fleshlight, then I'll lube it. Because you can't get it in.
Yeah,
you'll
you don't
rip
do that
it.
Anyway, though, because you're lazy and you don't want to clean it.
You'll rip it, and then it'll start crying, and then you have to wait another right, day to have right. to fuck it.
And you have to fight the restraining order it puts on you.
Right, it did do that.
Right.
I ripped it up. It doesn't know yet.
That
but
poor thing.
I know.
Is
I
it
know.
Pregnant yet?
No.
Do I need to get it a pregnancy test?
A
I
weird
have an
thing?
Extra one. It's cool.
Fleshlight, also black. Coincidence?
I think not.
Hmm. Interesting.
Do you like the chocolate?
Think
the
about it. Much like humans, though, it is pink on the inside. Also weird. So, yeah, we had a good time, though. It was cool to see him. And then, fuck, what am I saying? The 17th, thank you. April 17th, we'll be going down to Bob's house, and that's where we're going to be doing the live show. So I don't know if you guys saw any of him while we were all hanging out here. I wasn't really online much because I was kind of hanging out with him. And
for once
know.
In your life.
I know. Like, I had my phone with me. I was so stoned and just fucked up the whole time. I wasn't like, oh, I should Twitter something. I just, like, nothing, dude. You guys were like, where did Matt go all weekend? He was, like, living life. It was kind of cool. Yeah. But yeah, so his house is where we're going to be at in Spokane. Saturday, April 17th, 18th is Sunday. 19th is whose birthday?
My birthday!
Your birthday.
My birthday.
Jamhole.com/donate. Give her a present for me.
Charlie Clown asks, what does Danny want for a B-Day besides
money.
Fishing gear?
Money.
The Deacon Jam Hole. Punk says guns, a mounted moose.
No, we're good with guns. And I don't like moose.
I like money. Money is good.
The jamhole.com/donate is what she wants.
I really need money. I'm running out of cigarettes and I'm running out of gas. Send me money.
Yeah. So we'll be there. And then
a carton of Marble Lights in a box would be a beautiful Christmas present.
Guitar Hero Dave
present.
Says, and a big purple dildo. Oh, wait. She already
I already
has
have
one.
A big purple dildo. It's cool.
And no Coke. Thank you, M.M.
Yeah.
So, the 20th then, you guys saw on the Friday show, Jake called in. He's the guy putting on that 420 show, Hieroglyphics, FOS. We're going to be there. There's just a grip of fucking bands there. Or not bands, but DJs and rapping artists, hip-hop artists. If you go to thejamhole.com and peep the show notes from Friday's show, I put a link to the it's also on my Facebook, thejamhole.com/Facebook, the flyer for the show.
Yeah.
And it's missing quite a few names, like mine and Sean's, spelled properly, and probably Papa Pills, but he put Lyrical on there, which is
Lyrical.
Close enough. That's us. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Sean is it's his fault. He fucking slacked. The guy's like, yo, I'm making this flyer. I need your names and the names of your boys so we can put it on the flyer. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to that. And then he never did, and that's why it's spelled wrong. I honestly think he did on purpose. Like, yeah, well, fuck you, Lyrical. Now you're a word, so there.
Now you're a word.
You're a word.
What the fuck, dude?
But, yeah, so that'll be a good time. We'll be doing, like I said, a live audience show for a select few people from Bob's house in Spokane. And then, yeah, the next day will be the 420 show. Party all night, drum and bass, techno, hip-hop, reggae, dub, it's everything. There's, nine rooms there? It's a huge paintball assault warehouse. All the info's at thejamhole.com on the show notes for a Friday show, and of course, we'll, you know, link to it from the show notes for tonight's show when I do those tomorrow. Really looking forward to that. Got my songs memorized pretty well for the most part.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Probably just going to do Famous and then that new one. And I'm not going to try and write anything new and then memorize it by then. I just really want to work on making sure that I have these down.
Yeah.
And like Famous, I know that. That's no problem. I've memorized that song.
Fuck, I know
forever.
That song.
I know.
Come on.
We all know that song. And then the other one, I know it now. And as long as Sean can stay on beat with the chorus and I don't have to do the chorus to make sure he stays on beat and then do my words, we'll be good.
Just call me up there. I'll back you up. I got
it.
I do it better.
All right. And then, yeah, there's going to be like an open mic room, so we'll probably be fucking around in there. We'll bring some extra beats and stuff, do a little freestyle, and do a little making funny kind of thing. It'll be a good time. And yeah, thejamhole.com/contest. A few more days left to win the autographed What Do We Do Now books. We got two of them. You can check that out, thejamhole.com/contest. We'll be giving those away Friday the 16th.
And make your story a good one, so I'll pick you.
That's right. That is absolutely right. So you guys remember on Friday, we were talking about...
When?
Friday.
What?
No, the next Friday. The Friday, after next.
What about the Friday before last?
That one was horrible.
Oh, okay.
So we were talking about how these other kids here, these thugs, these G's...
My G's!
...are trying to, you know, start some rap battles, or not even that, just writing little faggot diss songs.
Uh-huh.
And I had mentioned that, you know, Sean went down there to call him out. None of them would come out. And so he called them up and was like, you know, he talked to them man to man or man to whatever. And they took the song down.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that kind of sucks. I kind of wanted to play it.
Well, it was actually a nice gesture on
their right.
part. They're like, oh, my bad. I totally made a crappy song dissing about you. So
my bad. I totally made horrible, shitty music that doesn't even make sense. Well, you guys are in for a treat because guess what? I found the song. I ripped it off.
Oh, shit.
It was on another MySpace page.
Oh, shit.
I ripped it off of the MySpace page into a little MP3 that we're going to play now. And, you know, you guys know who Stereo Radiation is?
I do.
McG, capital Z, McG.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
borrow a little bit from them called Overanalyze a Song. And
okay.
we're gonna analyze
break
a song
this
here.
Bitch down.
We're gonna break this down, and I just need you guys to hear this because I think when I was explaining it, I think you guys were like, "Yeah, right. It couldn't be that bad."
They're dissing
or
our partner in crime, Lyrical, something hardcore, and they suck at it, which is the worst part.
That's what's awesome about it. And I think you guys thought I was exaggerating when I was like, they rhymed the word nigger
like with
eight
nigga.
Times. So I need you guys to all hear this, and we'll discuss the song here. But this is called The Senate is the group or whatever. Bad Dog Productions, that's the crew that we're beefing with, apparently. They're beefing with. Like I said, I'm Switzerland in this game. I'm neutral. I don't give a fuck.
Totally neutral.
I do give a fuck for hip-hop in general, and if you're gonna make a diss song, make it good.
Right.
Because if you make another diss song and it sucks, I'm gonna play it on this show, and we're gonna make fucking fun of it. And then
song was pretty damn good.
See, like, what I did, what me and Josh did, I wrote a diss song parody, even.
Yeah.
Podcasting Idiot, thejamhole.com/forum. Yeah, but I was actually rhyming words, and I was saying shit that mattered, that made sense, not like, oh, you guys, I don't even know. Here, so this is the diss song that was taken down. I think it's back up on the Bad Dog Production MySpace. Charlie Clown's got the link in the chat for you. Let's do this. This is gonna be fantastic.
Do this.
Are you guys even ready for
I'm
this?
I'm fucking ready for this, dude.
Oh my god.
Let's do this.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. I can do anything.
Okay, so first off, we start the diss song. And now when people write diss songs, it's to make fun of you. Like, I don't like you, I'm gonna diss you on a track. Don't bring any really? This is from, like, what, a 1950s fucking kids' TV show or some shit? I don't even know where that's from.
It's from
It sounds really familiar.
Little Rascals, I think, something like that.
Okay, Galactor says, why not play it one time through, then replay it bit by bit? Do you guys want to do that? Here.
No, just play it, and then let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do anything
better than you.
When it comes to making dough, when it comes to spitting flows, when it comes to getting hoes, I do it better.
Okay. When it comes to kicking flows, when it comes to getting shows, when it comes to getting hoes, I do it better. So we're starting off on a high note already. Okay. He does shows better than us, which I beg to differ. He may get hoes better than us, but I'd like to see the quality of those hoes, first off. And obviously, your flows are not better. Let's just see.
You a bitch, you a snitch, you know better. You lightweight motherfuckers, I'm a heavy hitter. And Lyrical, I eat
pussy like you for dinner. You little fucking whores, like the bitch from Jersey Shore. There is a situation you don't want.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you just bring up Jersey Shore?
Did
you just use the Jersey Shore in a diss song about how good you are and how not good we are?
Yeah, because I don't know if you've noticed or not, but your plays on your page do not match anything that Pill
your plays are like
have.
Double digits. Our plays are like over 10,000. So I'm just saying, but maybe that's why. Don't rhyme Jersey Shore. I mean,
yeah.
Really? Come on, guys. Try, at least.
No more. You must start. You should be ashamed of yourself. The way you sold out and you ain't getting no wealth. Don't you know that faggots is bad for your health? You made your bed, now you can go and lie in it, nigga. And feel you ain't street because you will die in it, nigga. And everything
it's two.
You got, man, you buy in it, nigga.
Three.
And you ain't the shit, you just lie in it, nigga. And
four.
Okay, so there's four right there, okay? That's right, Charlie Clown knows eating faggots is bad for your health. You wanna try in it, nigga? I'm gonna die in it, nigga.
Nigga.
You will lie nigga. In it, nigga.
Nigga.
My dick can write a better song than that if all I have to do is take one word and rhyme it over and over again. My deaf friend and his deaf brother can write better rhymes than that, and they're deaf. Dude, are you serious? And I mentioned this. You are not the right color to be doing this.
To be just dropping niggas.
Just, whoa, dropping the N-bomb like it's going out of style. Fucking Christ,
dude. You are
dude.
Not a nigga, so stop right. dropping the nigga. Okay?
I think
cool
he's trying to bring the N-word back to the white people.
No,
who rightfully own it. That is our word.
You can't have it.
It's ours. We own
theirs.
It. We own that word.
Go shout nigga in the middle of, like, Martin Luther King Street.
No.
Okay? Which we don't have one here, but go for
we
it.
We should.
We should.
We fucking should. We need a little MLK up in this piece. Nigga.
You're gonna get shot.
Really? That's your diss song? Oh, my Christ. Okay. So moving on. The four niggas, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
The music, no denying it, nigga.
Five.
You was standing by my car and you was vibing it, nigga.
Six.
Oh my God!
Back to the old clip.
I can do
so we have
better than you.
Six. You can rhyme the word nigga better than me. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's look in both of my books of rhymes. The ones that I've had since I was even younger, when I was your age mentally.
Right.
I didn't even do it then. When I thought it was cool, maybe. I don't think I ever thought it was cool, but.
Nah.
That's something that young kids do because they hear it on MTV and it's an easy word to rhyme. It's a two-syllable, easy word to rhyme. You just did it six times, bro hound. Okay? Unacceptable. And then back to the anything you can do, I can do. Charlie Clown says, I think their guy critic is black-ish. Does that count, though? If he went up on stage in South Central LA, Southland, if you will... Would that be cool? Would that be acceptable behavior for an almost black guy?
Nah.
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 Nah. I'm sorry. Dirt. Nah. Sorry. Try again. You could use the word nagger as someone who nags you. But other than that, dude, come on. Let's try and be creative here. This is rap. If you want to not be creative, go to church or something. I don't know. Rap is a very creative art form. Draw stick figures if you wanted to not be creative, okay? I mean, fuck, dude.
I can do anything better than you. Anything you can do, I can do
mm-hmm.
better. I can do anything better than you.
I hope you choke, kid, like David Carradine did. Jacking off in a closet with a fucking rope on his neck, but talking shit on deck.
Just for the record, just so this doesn't happen again, neck and did don't rhyme.
Yeah,
so
no.
I just want to throw that
yeah,
out. Okay. So we're clear on that.
I'm clear.
Okay.
I got that.
Crystal.
Okay.
On my back, no less. After trying to get up on one of my tracks, no less. I put all of that.
Okay. And this is, I'm sorry, but this is one of my huge hip hop pet peeves.
What?
Don't rhyme no less with no less. Okay. Maybe rhyme no less with ho stress. Maybe rhyme no less with whoa. I don't know. I don't even know.
Temptress?
But don't say the same word and then say the same word. That's fucking retarded. Who does that?
And you do it so much better than we do.
Right. Okay, you right so you rhyme the N-word better than us. Okay, I'll give you that. And then, see, they're rhyming. Hose dress. Thank you.
God bless.
Close enough. Young Tess. Sure, why not? So you rhyme the N-word better than us. I'll give you that. And you rhyme the same words better than us. Because we don't do that.
Yeah.
So.
We don't do that. That's stupid.
I will give you those things. Okay.
Shit behind me. All the pill shit you took on and your flow sounded whiny. I did you one and you fucking lied to me. And then I heard it around the way, man, that's grimy. So I'm putting on the heat in your ass in the back burner. My shit's so hot, dog, y'all can call us Frankfurters. But we ain't no weenies.
Back burner, Frankfurters? I believe it's pronounced Frankfooter, you faggot. Frankfurter? Heard? Round here? Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we're on the back burner because you suck.
This song blows, Christ, dude. They're like, we do this better than you. No, you don't, actually.
I just put your niggas on the back burner because all day long it's hit a had a herda. Something like that, maybe.
Seriously, dude. We
thank you, Chuck's Pants.
We've got so much more shit
Charlie
going
Clown.
On than they do. So much more.
It's not even about that. I don't care. Do stuff. That's great. This is a huge place.
But
don't. Do stuff. Don't do this kind of stuff. This is retarded, and it makes you sound like an idiot.
And it's bringing down the entire hip-hop community because you suck balls.
Right.
Bitch, this art turf, now you called me out, so I'm putting in work, picking up the tools of the trade. And pretty soon,
if I was his employer, where he was putting in work, air quotes,
uh-huh,
I would fire his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anything you... You ain't street because you will die in it, nigga. And every beat you got, man, you buy
close
in it,
enough.
Nigga. And you ain't the shit, you just lie in it, nigga. And lyrical of the music, no denying it, nigga. Because you were standing by my car and you was vibing it, nigga. Because...
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you. Anything you can do, I can do.
Guitar Hero Dave says he said we can call them Frankfurter.
I hope you choke, kid, like David Carradine did. Jacking off in a closet with a fucking rope on his neck. But talking shit on deck, behind my back, no less. After trying to get up on one of my tracks, no less. I put all of that bullshit behind me. All the pill shit you took on and your flow sounded whiny. I did you one and you fucking lied to me. And then I heard it around the way, man, that's grimy. So I'm putting on the heat in your ass in the back burner. My shit's so hot, dog, y'all can call us Frankfurters. But we ain't no weenies, bitch, it's our turf. Now you called me out, so I'm putting in work.
I get it. Shit is so hot, dog. I didn't hear the dog part there. They call him Frankfurters. Because a Frankfurter is a hot dog.
That
I will give him that. That was a little clever. But that was the only... This is a 3-minute, 46-second song. You had one thing that was kind of clever, and it didn't even have anything to do with the guy you were rapping about.
And then the rest of it sucks!
Oh, Christ.
Just saying.
Picking up the tools of the trade. And pretty soon you'll be broke. I'll be the one getting paid. Cause I can do anything better than you. Ain't got a lie to kick it either, and you know it's the truth.
Anything you can do, I can.
Okay, so far we've had two verses. Not much has been said.
No.
You're whiny. I'm grimy.
Right.
You like my car, nigga. Uh-huh. You like my something else, nigga. I'll
and
kill you, nigga. Something else, nigga. Shit is so hot, dog, they call him Frankfurter. At least redo your rhyme so that Frankfurter rhymes with something else. I don't know, like, wank butter or something. I don't even know, but... Like,
how about just
whatever.
Don't rap like crap?
How about just stop rapping? How
yeah,
about that?
You should do that.
If you're gonna... And, I mean, honestly, this is just a diss song, whatever. Maybe they're fucking around. I listened to some of their other shit. Not impressive. Maybe I have too high of a standard because I'm a huge poetry snob, but I'm just not impressed with these simple one-syllable rhymes that are like what they were like back in the 80s. That was cool because that's what everyone was doing, and no one knew that, like, I can rhyme the first and third word with the second and fifth word. Like, no one knew that shit then.
Right.
No one knew two-syllable, three-syllable, four-syllable rhymes back then. But this is so... I don't know, dude. I'm not into it at all.
Do
better. I can do anything better than you. Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Anything you can do, I don't need to say it. I'm better than your best dream, you know that I'm amazing. You wanna be like me, then keep on praying. Even your own damn mama knows the son's fucking lame, man. Pop a pill, lyric out, you ain't fucking like me. You just some British knights, and I'm a pair of Nikes. You like a skittish dyke, and
you just some British knights, I'm a pair of Nikes. What does that even mean? Do you remember British Knights? Bro, they sold a bunch back in the day. So I don't get what that means. Fools were killing fools for BKs, okay? And Nikes nowadays, but back then, that's what it was. Like, BKs were the shit. So what does that mean?
Maybe they're saying
you're
old
British
school and they're
you're
not.
British and I'm from a sweatshop because that's where Nikes are made. I don't get it. I don't know,
dude.
I think my freestyle's better than your best fucking writing.
And that right there is a bit in line from an Atmosphere song.
Are you serious?
Something about your best fucking written stuff or your my worst freestyle is better than your best written. I forget how it goes, but that phrase is a fucking Atmosphere.
Wow,
so,
fucking faggots. Nice way to steal some shit.
Well, and I mean, I guess the idea's been around. Like, okay, so maybe my fucking, all of my just off the dome shit is better than your best written shit. Like, that's just an idea, but the way he worded it is really close to some of that shit, so I don't know.
Check out your facade, acting like you hard when we know you just a wad. Slippery and soft like your mama's anus dog. Both you bitches take more cock than a hoe in Vegas. Try beach, try streets, try banging. I told you hoes on critics album, this group be dangerous. This be the Santa and we do it like we crazy. Never pay for beats and still we make it blazing. Hey Bill, I heard you got herpes. Lyricoma snap it too cause he be slurping up.
You just rhyme herpes with Slurpee.
Are we just making up things, though?
Like, I heard you got herpes. Something,
hey,
something,
dog.
Something about my fucking Slurpee.
Hey, mad dog. I heard you had AIDS from fucking all these fags right in their A's. That's what you're doing.
Pretty much.
Hey, dog. I heard your mom's a hoe. She goes down low on my big old pole. See what I did there?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's what you're doing. Hey, dog, I heard you had hepatitis. No one lets you rhyme because you're not the tightest. It's so simple, but you actually sat down and wrote this, which is blowing my mind.
Can we play one of your songs after this just to, like, smash it?
No, smash one of my songs?
No, to just, like, kill them.
Oh, yeah, no, but...
Be like, here, this is how it's supposed to be done.
No, but this makes me want to write a fucking diss song.
You should totally write a diss song.
But I'm not even... But why? No one's been dissed, as far as I'm concerned. You dissed black people by pretending to be one. You dissed hip-hop by making awful hip-hop. You dissed yourself by releasing this. Like,
I'm kidding, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Little dick swallow it and burping. About your bad mouth, listen to my words, man. Take your best line, take your best rhyme. Good as what's forgotten in my mind. Say it again. Take your best line, take your best rhyme. Don't get fucked with you bitches, knowing all this time that
anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you. I can do anything.
Yeah.
I can do anything. I can do anything better than you.
Yeah.
Yo, listen up, dog. You're just a punk bitch. Every time I hear your rhymes, it makes me itch. You're like a little hot dog frankfurter. And now I'm gonna furter.
Like, really, dude? Your rhymes are tired and sad and nothing. So, I just wanted you guys to hear that because I felt like you thought I was exaggerating. Like, no, they didn't really say the word nigga five times. No, they said it seven times. Yes, they did. So, I don't know. Just a little something. I thought you guys would enjoy that. So, that's, there's our haters.
We got some haters.
Drink more Haterade and write better hate rhymes.
I'm glad I'm just the cameraman when it comes to that shit.
Right.
Nobody's dissed it on me yet.
You'd have to dance battle them.
Right?
Be like, what's up? And then, like, pop titties out and just knock them out with them. That's right. That's how we do it.
Oh, anyway.
And then I'll rhyme out with out.
What?
Fucking idiots. So, moving on. This was pretty awesome. Did you guys hear about this? There was a kid who got grounded because his sister ratted on him. He proceeds to go through his sister's room and finds what I like to call the hookup list. He then proceeds to post said hookup list on Facebook, and all the guys that were in the hookup list, he tagged them. Hey, check this out.
Girl, so it's like the list of like everyone she slept with type deal?
Something like that. My hookup list, deadline April of 2010. So she's got a couple more weeks to fulfill this. A girl named Katie found a 12-pack of beer in her teenage brother's room and ratted him out to their parents.
Bitch.
This is not news in any way, but what young Chris, the brother, did in retaliation after being grounded for 3 months... Funny as
some
hell.
Beer?
Not only did he rummage through Katie's things and find her, quote, hookup list, a.k.a. blowjobs to handout list, but he published it on his Facebook page, and tagged all of the intended recipients. He then engaged in a comment war with his sister while the subjects of the list weighed in.
Wow, dude.
Oh, Galactus says, oh yeah, dude, this came out on Reddit last summer, so she probably didn't meet her deadline. Really? Yeah, I have the list right here. I didn't know that. I thought this was new. But anyway, so we have on the list, number one, Adrian, finger me, maybe HJ. HJ is short for hand job.
Hand job.
Number two is Ronnie, blowjob, heart. Number three is Jacob, only a kiss.
Ugh.
Number four
is... doesn't even count.
Number four is Laryl, finger me, hand job, blow job, bibby bang, and maybe the V card. The virginity card?
Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
If you bibby bang, what is bibby bang?
I have no idea.
Is that like dry humping?
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that's dry humping. I don't know kids these days, right?
Number
six... is James. That's the V card.
Okay.
Does she know that you only have one V card per turn? And by turn, I mean life.
Dude, I would have never, as a kid, written down
Little
boyfriends and shit and said what I had done with them.
Galactor says titty fuck. Bibby bang is titty bang. Thank you. It's a T. Now, I see that. It looks
like
a T.
Yeah, but I would never have, like, written down my boyfriends and stuff and what I had done with them and shit. And to this day, I probably couldn't, but...
Right.
I can't remember. And all that. But still, like, when you're a kid and stuff and you might have only slept with, like, four people or whatever... I wouldn't have, like, written down all that. Or even, like, not sleeping with anybody, like, kissing and shit.
And she has a few of them crossed out, so she's done a few of them, you know. She did the blowjob for Ronnie.
You dirty slut!
She did the kiss to Jacob. She did the hand job and blowjob to Jack. And then, so number seven, hasn't done this yet, Brian, only a kiss. If he cuts his hair, I might give him a blowjob.
Ugh.
Number eight,
you stuck up bitch,
is Ryan Pecker. He's crossed out. Number nine, Russell. He ate me out. Awesome. To make me so only kiss. I want him to make me so which is an orgasm, right? Only kiss. Number 10 is Brett. Something God. I will do anything he wants. I will be everything he wants. So hot. With a little heart. So... Adrian leaves a comment. Note to self, do not hook up with Katie.
So this is a list of guys that she wanted to do shit
and did.
With.
And the ones that were crossed out, she did.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Dude, that's fucking crazy. I mean, I had crushes and stuff, but I never, like, wrote them down. I'd, like, grab my friend and be like, dude, you see that kid over there? She'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of that kid in this month. Bet me.
Bet me. So he says, so if everyone hasn't heard yet, I'm grounded for the next 3 months. Why? because Katie decided to rat me out and tell my parents about the 12-pack I was hiding in my room. This is what he posted, the scan of the list, and then he wrote this.
Right.
So, my parents are Asian, and all of you know that Asian parents are fucking strict.
Twelve
cans equals 3 months of being grounded. Little over the top. Not if your parents are Asian and your sister is a filthy whore. Since all I can do and all I'll ever for the next 2.5 months involves sitting on the computer all day, I thought I'd get a little revenge today. Everyone out there might think my sister is such a sweet and innocent girl, but a few days ago, I decided to go treasure hunting in her room and found a little something special hidden in her closet. This will make the next 2.5 months bearable. Ladies and gentlemen, my sister is a whore. Karma is a bitch.
Huh.
So, Adrian, he was number one there. Finger me, maybe hand job. He says, note to self, do not hook up with Katie. Nathan, he was number... I don't see him on there. So, just another dude. He says, oh my God. Taylor says, you are a dick, but this is so funny. Brian says, holy shit. Michael says, hey, Brian, if you cut your hair, you're getting a BJ. Ha 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 ha. Stephen says, holy shit. Kenny says, OMFG. Chris, OMG. Alex, I knew she was a closet slut. That's so awesome.
Oh, God. I wonder, how old is this chick? You know?
I don't know. Whitney says, this is so wrong. Brittany says, Chris, I really think you should take this down. This is so wrong on so many levels. This is such a douchebag move on your part. You were at fault for having beer in your room in the first place. You need to grow up and be mature and stop being such a dick.
It's your fault for being a slut.
Stop. Yeah. I mean, you went through his room probably and found the beer, so bitch. I say fair is fair, man.
Fair is fair, dude.
Absolutely.
You go snooping around, find his beer and tell. You don't think he's going to fucking do something about it?
The guitar hero Dave says, I knew she was a slut when I was fucking her in the ass. Charlie Clown says, you need to be mature and make a list of blowjobs to give.
Right.
So the next comment is from his sister, Katie. Take this down now. What the fuck is wrong with you? In all caps, by the way.
Oh, God.
Then Chris says, what are you going to do? You know, her brother.
Uh-huh.
He says, what are you going to do? Tell mom and dad that I uploaded your dick sucking list to Facebook? Go ahead. He's got a point. Bring
true.
It. What are you going to do?
Not a damn thing.
That's right. You're going to sit there and you're going to shut your fucking mouth.
See, this is where I would have resulted to physical violence.
Physical violence, right? But would you have... Yeah, Guitar Hero Dave says, Katie owes him a 12-pack. That should clear it all up.
Right.
Right, a 12-pack every day for the next 2.5 months. When you get ungrounded, you can go to rehab. It's fine.
Jesus Christ.
Jeff, OMG. Nicole says, no way. Then Katie says, everyone, detag yourself now. Remove the tags, Chris, or I'm going to seriously hurt you. Take this picture down now. Pick up your phone. Chris says, I love Facebook like you heart cock. I heart
awesome.
Facebook like you heart cock.
That is awesome.
So I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com. You guys can check it out. It's pretty cool the way it's like all written out. She's all like... pretty, like, my Woo-hoo. Hookup list, hearts and all pretty, and then it's
don't
like...
Don't write incriminating shit like that.
Right?
Don't
especially
do that.
Especially, if you're an only child, okay, cool, maybe your parents will find it. But if you have brothers and sisters, they are going through your
shit.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee they are going through your shit.
Dude, I don't know how many times I've caught my little brother in my room, stealing my shit, or
wearing your panties,
crap,
wearing
or
your
like,
bras.
And then I've gone... You know, I got pissed at my brother, so I go in his room and I find notes, like, revealing that he's a closet faggot and showing it to my mom and dad. You know, yeah.
We did
that back and forth.
Sibling rivalry. I found when my brother, when, like, you know, we grew up and moved out and shit, we went back to get some stuff here and there. I found a couple things of mine in my brother's room, like notebooks that I had rhymes written in. Way when I was, like, way younger, just stupid, like, poetry rhymes. And then I saw... he had written the same rhymes, like, in another book.
Oh, dude, like claiming they were yours.
He was biting my rhymes, but they were so stupid. I brought that up to him the other day. I was like, you know, I found this book, and it had a bunch of poems I had written, but you rewrote them. And he's like, yeah, I was just trying to see how you were doing that. I'm like, okay. you didn't do anything with those, did you? Because they were horrible. But I thought that was pretty, pretty interesting. It's awesome that he tagged everybody in it so that they would see it. Like,
you were tagged in this photo.
Yeah, they all got messages from that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
so awesome. Like, I don't think I would have thought about doing that. I would have just uploaded, been like, there. He, like, went through and tagged them all. That's so great.
That is great. That is super awesome.
Moving on. Got a quick little story here. If you're cleaning your bong, maybe don't be smoking while you're doing it. Dona Ana County man is suspected of destroying his mobile home on Sunday afternoon, which, no big loss there, right? When he started a fire while cleaning his marijuana bong. Andrew Garcia, who's 30... He faces
Good
charges
job.
Of arson, aggravated fleeing, and just being completely fucking stupid. Officials said Garcia apparently was distraught over personal problems. Okay?
Okay.
He was cleaning his bong, his James bong, with rubbing alcohol.
Oh,
which
good
you do
job.
That. No, isopropyl alcohol and salt. You make a solution of that,
fine.
And it will clean that out. He purposefully tipped over the smoking device and set fire to the alcohol, then set fire to the curtains at his home, and then drove away from a deputy as the home burned to the floor. Not home. It's a trailer, so, like I said, whatever, but...
Wow.
Now you don't have any place to live. You think you were distraught before?
You're
going to
be
now
really
what?
Distraught.
See,
and depressed
if this guy had a
and broke and not high because you have no bong.
Exactly. If this guy had a rap name, he is allowed to use The Arsonist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a situation where that is acceptable.
That is acceptable.
Unless you burn shit the fuck down, literally, then, you know, don't use that name. So, I got this. I don't know if I want to go through this. This is from a fashion victim's website. It's a bunch of sex fashion fetishes. You interested in this at all?
What?
It says, when it comes to sex and foreplay, there are countless ways people get in the mood, from gentle kisses on the neck to pulling your dick out and saying, suck it, bitch. A go at roleplay to some more provocative exploits like leather whips and chains. Sexual arousal can be brought on by many things. And then this kind of just goes through a bunch of weird ones. We all know these because we're on the internet. The first one is furry fandom. Some people never grow out of the stuffed animal phase, but instead of dragging around their favorite teddy bear, they literally slip into teddy bear skin. There are thousands of self-proclaimed furries that feel they have an animal soul or a fursona.
That's just creepy.
Trapped
dude.
Inside of them. Furries feel a strong connection with anthropomorphic characters, like Donald Duck. You know what anthropomorphic means?
Right, yeah.
Animals that have human... Okay.
Yes.
So...
That's retarded to me, dude. I could never... I don't get the, like, dry humping in an animal costume
I know.
Type deal. How do you, like... Do you guys take off the costumes
whoa, no.
to do it?
No, I'm not into that.
Do you guys, like, slip your arm out of, like,
no.
the sleeve
whoa.
That it's in?
Whoa.
No, 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 no.
No,
listen.
No, no.
No, listen. You slip it into it like you would slip your hand
no.
into your shirt and then, like, put it down there and, like, jerk off or something
nope.
while you're doing
that's
it?
That's too close to normal sex. I don't think they're
what
into
do
that.
What do you do? How do you even get off
well,
doing that?
Charlie Clown says
you
the double...
Your dick on each other's fur?
Double
what?
Dong strap-ons and they dry hump. That was on CSI. I saw that.
How do you dry hump in a fucking... I don't...
I know, dude, right? What? Didn't we dry hump when we were,
you
like,
be,
13 or
you
14?
You could be dry humping a nasty, like, 80-year-old fat fuck that hasn't
no.
seen daylight in forever.
I'm dry humping a penguin, and I'm
no,
a fox.
No, you're dry humping, like, the nasty, perverted school bus driver that, like, goes, ugh, at, like, 12-year-olds.
So, it says, though not all furries are in it for the sex, ferverts. Oh, I like that.
Ferverts?
Instead of a pervert, they're ferverts.
Ferverts. Oh my God.
They enjoy sex or yiffing, a sound a fox makes when mating, in their fursuits. Jesus Christ.
How do they fuck?
Within furry subculture, plush animals are traditionally very popular, and a significant number of furries might be considered plushophiles, devoted appreciation of and love for stuffed animals or plushies or plush toys. Like, you just get, like, a roll of duct tape and then put a bunch of Beanie Babies in it, and then wrap it up, and then just fuck the shit
fuck
out
it.
Of that. Fuck yeah.
You
and
make
then,
like
and
a
then,
fleshlight out
and then,
of Beanie Babies.
Then you sell them on eBay.
With all your cum in it and stuff?
Yes.
Is that cool?
So the next one,
it together.
I didn't know this was real. I thought people just joked around. But the next one is vampirism. People are really into that, like for real.
Like pretend they're vampires and stuff?
The idea of drinking blood, living forever, and keeping one's eternal youth has always piqued our human curiosity about vampires, except that they're not real.
Right.
Unless you consider
like shows
Jesus
about them
was
like
a vampire or a zombie. I get those two confused. People playing out their vampire fetish will wear dark clothes and engage in neck biting to the point of even drawing blood.
Ow.
It's a good way to get the hep.
Yeah.
The HIV.
The HIV.
Is it weird that yiff kind of rhymes with HIV, if you say it right?
Oh, God. Anyway.
See, rhyme that. Come on. This is fucking stupid. There have been cases of people developing an obsession with drinking blood, which is totally fucking disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I'll drink my own blood, but I'm not into like other people's blood, unless it's coming out of your twat, then maybe. They have a mental disorder called Renfield syndrome, traditionally known as clinical vampirism. The term was first coined by the Richard Knoll and is named after Dracula's insect-eating assistant, Renfield, in Bram Stoker's novel. Also, fiction.
Right.
You're doing all this real-life shit based on fiction.
Yeah, I don't know what
Deco
to tell
Punk's
you,
got a good point. He says, go to DeviantArt. They're everywhere. I know, dude. They are all over that site. We're deviants. And, like, I'm all about, like, cool vampire art with, like, little hot chicks with big old titties and sharp teeth. But, like...
Like the one, the poster I have in the
if
bedroom.
If you bite me on my neck and draw blood, I'm kicking you in the cunt. And I will draw blood. And then I'll put a stake through your fucking heart. You want to play vampire? Let's play. Let's play a game called Blade. Blade 2. No, Blade Trinity. Let's play Blade Trinity, and I will kill you. Don't do that. There's an erotic attraction to blood and the idea that it has certain powers, also fiction. According to Knoll, a key event in childhood causes the experience of bloody injury or the ingestion of blood to be exciting. After puberty, the excitement is experienced as sexual arousal. Throughout adolescence and adulthood, blood, its presence, and its consumption can also stimulate a sense of power and control. And you're watching too much True Blood. And what's that stupid movie? Blade Trinity? No, the other one. Twilight.
Oh, that movie's gay.
The next one is Dominatrix. We all know what that is. The mistress, the woman who takes the dominant role in bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, or BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadism, masochism, right?
Right.
The woman usually wears a corset or bustier, stockings with high-heeled footwear and high boots to enhance her domination. Like the mistress from CSI, also.
Right.
Right. So, most women in dominatrix costumes carry an accessory, such as a whip, or a dong.
Or a dong.
The next one, a rubber fetish. And these pictures are totally weird. Like, I'll put a link to this on the show notes, thejamhole.com, but these pictures are fucking weird. The ones of the rubber fetish. Useful not only for making tires and wires, wearable rubber also fulfills an increasingly popular fetish from its smell to the feeling of raincoats and rain boots or skin-tight constricting rubber suits.
I've seen those, dude.
Really?
Yeah. There was, I've seen, like, I don't know, just friends of mine or, like, friends of friends that have them. And, like, you don't see them on anybody, but, like, you just, like, see it when you walk through the room and you're kind of like, huh.
Huh.
And just kind of walk away. And they have, like, full face covers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
With, like, two little holes where they... That was also a CSI episode.
Was it?
Yeah, where the dude was all painted in latex and they had the straws in. And they found him because the one of the straws that they put in their nose had, like, some DNA on it or some shit. Huh. I forget, but... Yeah, I totally remember that. Huh. Rubber masks that make breathing difficult as well as gas masks are also highly appealing to rubber fetishists.
Hmm.
And the next one is nylon. I was kind of into this. This is the first one that I'm actually, like, maybe kind
of
into.
Yeah, I haven't heard of
it. Furries, nope. Vampires, nope. Doms, not really. I don't know.
They're hot to look at.
Yeah, I'd jerk off to it, but I'm not into, like...
I don't want one to, like, hit me and
like,
shit.
If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back, probably.
Yeah.
And then put a stake through your heart. And then the rubber thing, yeah, probably not. But yeah, the nylon thing's cool. Just because nylon, like, if a chick has nylons on... And you fuck it, like, the nylon feels cool on your dick. Or if she's got nylon on her feet and she rubs, like, that's cool. But, like, I don't get the whole, like, I don't know. You're in a fucking... You look like my teddy bear when I was two. Now I'm horny. Let's fuck. Like, really? Okay. So, yeah, for stalking fetishes, the act of a person...
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, what up, G? I didn't even see that. What's going on?
Hey, this is AK Jeremy.
Of course. Hello. Holy shit, dude. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just chilling out at home. Hushed, Bubba. I'm just calling crazy. Anyways, I actually got some technical questions that I want to ask you. I am allegedly going to be growing some fungus, and I followed your guide and got everything on your guide.
Oh, yeah, how was
but the
that?
One question I have, well, I haven't done it yet. I got everything together. I'm waiting for the spores. They actually just sent the spores off today.
Okay.
The question I have is, you say to take the spore syringe and inject four places in the cake, right?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you use, and how much comes in the syringe? Is the syringe full?
Okay, so the syringes you're going to... You ordered the syringes, not the prints, right?
Yes.
Okay, for everyone that doesn't know right now, if you go to thejamhole.com/Haztech, H-A-Z-T-E-K, I wrote a how to grow your own research mushroom guide way back in the day, so that's what we're talking about here. But, yeah, you're going to make four inoculation points, one on, like, okay. Say, one on the left side, one on the right side. You do it north, south,
on the
east,
top,
west.
One on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Each spot you want no more than 2 to 3 cc's. You should be able to do 5 jars per syringe. So
okay.
Space
good,
it out
got
that
five
way.
Syringes coming.
Right, and remember, if you can put a little more in, but that's going to add more moisture, and that's also going to make them grow a little bit faster, but you're not going to have as many jars. If you short them, they'll take longer to grow, which will increase the chance of contamination.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, and...
how was the...
It should take a week and a half to get up here.
Right.
So...
How was the tech?
You were asking? What's that?
How was the tech as far as reading it? Did it read good?
Oh, it was actually really simple. I looked at a couple other places for instructions, and they definitely were not as in-depth, I will tell you.
Yeah, and but, I'll tell you, I based it a lot off of the PF tech, but then I added my own little bits and pieces, because the PF tech is like the original how-to-do-it-easy tech. So I took that and added my own little bits and pieces to it, so... Pretty cool though.
Yeah, I can't wait to experiment and see how I do.
Cool, man. Well, yeah, if you run into any more questions or anything, just email me or let me know and I'll help you out for sure.
All right, sounds good.
Cool, man. Well, thanks
for
the call.
Get you back to your show.
All right, man, holla back.
Bye. Have a good one.
AK Jeremy.
That was random.
I know, right? I didn't even see it. Usually I see the call thing pop up, but right on. I'm glad you guys are using that. I wrote that like a long ass time ago, so I'm glad it still holds true, you know. But yeah, it's at thejamhole.com/Haztech, H-A-Z-T-E-K. You can just go to thejamhole.com. It's under, you know, Matt's stuff. You'll see it down there. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. I'm pretty good at that.
Anyway.
Or I used to be, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, yeah, where were we? The stalking thing, right.
Okay.
Says... The whole actual act of a person donning or removing a pair of stockings is incredibly arousing. See, I'm not really... I mean, stockings are hot.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're like, I'm going to put these on, and then I'm going to take them off, and then I'm going to put them on again. It's like, if you take them off, I'm going to fuck you. I mean, you could leave them on, and I'll fuck you also. But, like, just sitting there watching you take them on, and, I don't know. I'm not into that.
I don't really like them. I have tattoos. I don't like covering them up.
Yeah. Well, I always thought, I mean, it's a look, but I thought it was more so a feeling.
No, it's more so for women because they like to wear stockings to make
their
legs look smooth.
Right, I'm saying as far as a fetish goes, though. Not just normal every day, I understand that.
Yeah,
I'm saying as far as a fetish.
I guess it looks hot when they're like stretching it out, or they're like pulling
yeah,
them up or something.
I guess. the next one, ballet boots. Not into this.
What?
Have you seen ballet boots?
The ones
they make you walk on your toes, and they're gross looking. With elements of bondage and submission, many feet fetishists adore ballet boots and shoes because of their difficulty to put on and take off, and how painful they are to stand on, making them especially appealing to masochists. Arch training devices are sometimes used to increase the wearer's instep in order to fit into the high heels. That is so uncomfortable looking.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think you're here to stomp on my nuts, and I am not into that
they
at
look
all.
They look like this, don't they? Like,
yeah.
It's just the toe, and then...
I could see if maybe you were a chick, and you were gonna, like, fist fuck another chick, but your fist was too big, so you just put those shoes on, and then you just fucked her with that, maybe?
Because
it's
no kind of
like a little dildo with a little clit stimulator where the...
I gotta see this.
It's weird. So, and then there's the ballet boots. Mm-hmm. Does that look comfortable at all? Like, even a little bit?
Nay.
You're just, like, walking around, like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun,
So then the next one are the stiletto heels. Also not into.
No.
These are for the chicks that are into, like, stomping nuts and shit. And I am not into that. Trampling, worship, and female dom makes stilettos a very kinky accoutrement. Foot massage, stocking foot worship, and foot jobs are also very popular. And then leather, of course. After World War II, leather wearing became a big part of the homosexual biker culture in London's underground. Nowadays, there's a prominent leather-wearing subculture, especially visible within the gay community. Did you guys see? My brother was telling me about this. There's a picture online around Easter time, and it was, you know how Jesus is on the cross and he's like this?
Yeah.
Then there was a dude doing the M and another dude doing the C and then the last dude doing the A, and they took someone took a picture of it, and it was Jesus like leading off with the Y. It was
so
funny, dude. It was so classic. I need to find that and post it. It's so funny, though. I'm sure you guys have all seen it, but so yeah, and then a couple more here. Latex. And this is pretty crazy looking. Similar to PVC, leather, and rubber, the smell and feel of latex is highly arousing to this community of fetishists.
Yuck.
And this thing just looks weird. It's like a gas mask with like a Marilyn Manson looking thing on it. Like, that's fucking weird, right? With big old balloon titties and shit. People are into some weird
that
ass shit.
It is really odd. It looks like something out of an anime.
It does, right?
It really does.
Like, I'm going to fuck you with all eight of my tentacles that are PVC leather.
That's creepy, dude.
And then there's plastic. And this is weird. I didn't even know this was for real. The feeling of plastic seems to get some people really riled up. Like, fucking real dolls or blow-up dolls?
I don't know, dude.
Like, man, give me a blow-up doll.
People wrapping up in, like, clear, like, you know, restaurant film. Like, what do you call that stuff?
Saran wrap.
Yeah, saran wrap. Like, wrapping all up in that and shit.
That's weird.
That's creepy.
The wrapped in plastic video Marilyn did, that was kind of cool. But this is, like, two chicks in a big, giant plastic bag running out of air while they finger each other. Like, that's weird, right?
It's kind
of
creepy.
I don't know, man.
You guys are weird.
Yeah. But the feeling seems to get him really riled up. An anonymous post on a plastic fetish forum says, quote, "I have a fetish with anything made from plastic to PVC and vinyl. It can be trash bags, vinyl shower curtains, to clothing made from PVC. I've thought about being a sanitation man. Then I would have to sleep with my work." Wanky wank.
Oh, God.
You disgusting fuck. I'm going to take two hot chicks and put them in a little plastic bag and see how quick they run out of air. And then I'll jerk off to it.
Right, because that'll be kind of fun.
That's so weird. I don't know. And then I think the last one here is the Nazi chic, which are our West Coast chopper buddy Jesse James appears to be all up in, right?
Okay.
He got some trouble with that. But this is something I can see the racist people up here being into. Like, oh, give me a skinny German chick with hairy armpits and a fucking swastika any day.
Ew.
Symbolism of extreme ideologies such as fascism has strong elements of dominant submissive, but Nazi chic is a controversial topic in the fetish clothing subculture. Sometimes substitute symbols are used with designs that clearly reference the design styles of Nazi symbols without directly copying them. Man, people are into some messed up junk.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Like, I mean, that's cool. Different show. I understand some more than others. Like, I understand the dominatrix thing, way more than I understand the furry thing. Like, the furry thing reminds me of something like Mariah Carey would be into. Like, yeah. Oh, look, I'm a butterfly unicorn horse thing. No.
It reminds me of the end of the video of Tainted Love from Marilyn Manson, where all the fucking people pop out of the stuffed animals and shit.
Yep.
But that actually was kind of cool.
Right. This is, like, totally kind of not cool. Yeah. Totally kind of creepy.
So, anyway, I had something I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't have a job. I'm looking for a job.
Right. That's what I was going to mention. You got wheels again.
I do have wheels again.
What are you driving there, hot stuff?
My first vehicle that I ever had and ever drove.
And that is?
That's what I took my driver's license test in, you by took the way.
It. Well, tell them what it is. Did they see pictures? Did you post a picture of that fucker?
There's a picture I posted yesterday. If you follow me on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Danny is my Twitter. There should be a couple updates in there. My second to last picture, I think, is the vehicle that I'm driving now.
Also, while speaking of racism, black truck. Not a fan of it.
That's what we call it.
We're going to have to paint it white.
The big black truck. That's what we call it. It's my truck. It's huge. It's my thing. It's
really funny watching you get out of that and in it.
You haven't seen me get in and out of it, have you?
I hear it. I fucking go up to the window just to watch you.
What are you talking about? What?
It's a very feminine vehicle.
Oh, yeah. It's very sleek and not, yeah. And I can't even make it sound girly at the moment.
No, you can't.
It's a 85 GMC pickup with the 8-foot bed.
Oh, 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 oh.
350 Chevy engine in it. Dual exhaust straight pipes. They come right out of the manifold.
Gotta sit on a pillow.
8-inch block lift kit, and 2-inch lift on the frame. Yeah.
Power.
Pretty sweet tires. I have bigger ones, but it takes more gas. Yeah. Yeah, and the seat's a little fucked up, so I have to sit on a pillow.
Chuck's pants says, I'd jerk off to getting in and out of the truck. Is there a name for that?
Hey, my truck is pretty hot, okay? I remember when I first moved up here and I was driving around that truck, and it was still, like, in pristine condition and shit. And I was looking all hot and sexy and stuff, and the windows all down. People are like, God damn, how you doing? And shit like that.
Like, that's my boyfriend, Daniel.
No, they're like, that's hot. Look at this hot chick driving this big-ass truck. That's hot.
Yeah,
like,
Guitar Hero Dave says, that's a dyke truck. It is, absolutely. And Bob mentioned something about how, like, you're so, like,
not a dyke truck.
How you're so feminine and shit. And I'm like, I know, dude, she's such a female. I have to call her Daniel when we're fucking just to tone it down a little bit.
What?
So great.
Who is, what?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, he's like, man, she's got a pretty manly truck there.
Like, are you serious? When he pulled Deco up
Punk,
and I took off?
Deco Punk says, that piece of shit still runs? Ooh.
Hey, it's not a piece of shit, dude. He actually knows what I'm talking about.
It's a pretty big piece of shit.
No, it's not, dude. It was, like, in pristine condition down there, okay? Uh-huh. You should have seen it when it was badass. Okay. You did see it when it was badass.
Like, in 1983, fresh off the fucking lot?
It's in 85.
85.
Anyway, no.
That truck is as old as my brother.
That truck is a year older than I am.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the truck's actually in really good condition. For what it's been through, being my first vehicle, okay, it's been through a lot. And it's running really awesome right now, so I'm totally happy with it. It still hauls balls, and it's still loud as fuck. You can hear me turn in, like, 2 blocks away, which is pretty cool. And, I don't know, did you hear me pull up when I got home today?
Every time.
Yeah, it's pretty
sweet.
So
what were you going to say? I got to get through a couple of these stories.
I went down in my big-ass truck and applied at a few places in town.
Uh-huh.
And I made a Twitter post about it that I applied at, like, 3 different clothing places.
Uh-huh.
I got a call back right before we started the show, and I have an interview with one of the places on Wednesday. So I might have a job. Yay.
Sweet deal for you.
It's the first interview I've gotten.
And me.
It's like one of the first interviews I've gotten since I've been trying to get a fucking job.
Charlie Clown says we need to put flames on this side and a raccoon tail on the antenna. I fully agree with that.
There is no antenna.
Put some flames on this. Well, it looks like it's tearing ass around the yard.
No, there's no antenna. Sorry.
The only flame on the truck is the one driving it. Wanky wank. So.
Anyway. Yeah, congrats. My truck's badass.
Okay. Is that all you had to say?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I have an interview. I'm happy.
Right on.
It's good. And for my birthday, send me money or a carton of Marble Lights.
Right, thejamhole.com/donate. So, let's go to New Hampshire for a quick hot minute here. A former New Hampshire police officer who subjected a mother to a 2-year nightmare before trying to kill her has been jailed for 18 years. Alan Hutchinson, 63, terrorized the woman using an alias, David Barrett, to threaten her and her family via email. Now, this is brilliant, and I want you guys to listen up, okay? If any of you guys were going to stalk a chick, this is how you fucking do it, okay?
All right.
You make up a fake alias. You threaten the fuck out of her. Then, the real Hutchinson posed as a protector from the fictitious Barrett, duping her into various sexual acts before he tried to kill her as his story unraveled. So, I'm going to threaten the shit out of you under one name and then come and save you under another name. That's, like, brilliant, right?
I guess so.
That's such a good idea. You get her all, like, sad and crazy and then be like, hey there, little lady, what's your worries? This guy's threatening me? Oh, well, you don't worry no more. I'll take care of him. And then you can suck my cock in uncompromising
That's
positions.
That's like got the makings of a serial killer. Like, right? All lined up in his head.
No shit. Judge described it as a sadistic sexual attack that almost claimed the mother's life. Barrett set depraved sexual tasks for the mother and fabricated a detective agency that was investigating her husband. He went all fucking out, dude. That's impressive for, you know, an old cop. I mean, I guess because he's a cop, he knew a little bit of how to do it right, but he's old. He's like 63. Fuck yeah, dude. So with the police becoming suspicious, the final episode came on March 11th last year. Hutchinson fooled the woman into waiting for him blindfolded in her house. Oops. After forcing his victim into further degrading sexual acts, he smashed her over the head with a claw hammer, like in Dexter, right? The Trinity Killer. The claw hammer, that was one of his kills.
Yes.
That's right. And then tried to choke her. She managed to free herself by biting the arm around her neck and fled next door. But he was into vampirism, so he just bit her back.
No, kidding. And he got off on it, right?
Yeah, that's
bathed
right.
In her
they
blood.
They all got off, put on some fox costumes, and yiffed the night away.
Oh, God.
Yiffing the night away. She managed to free herself. She bit him. The police prosecutors described the case as one of the most bizarre and complicated they had ever investigated, of course. This is the weirdest thing we've ever seen. Hate or heard of. They were staggered by the astonishing lengths Hutchinson went in order to feed his perverted perverted fantasies.
His perverted. Wow,
so
dude.
Fucking awesome. For more than 2 years. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. He's a retired New Hampshire cop back in 91. He now lives in Poole. He previously admitted murder and also a separate charge of causing the woman to engage in sexual activity without consent. Oh, man. That's such a great... I don't know, dude. That's pretty awesome. And then in Ohio here, this is kind of badass. A man paid a prostitute $50...
Okay.
In Ohio, at a White Castle, with the understanding he would receive a full menu of sexual services in the bathroom of the White Castle in Cincinnati. Okay, so here's $50. I want the full menu, the full money. I want it.
I want one of everything.
I want one of everything. Super size. No way, not super size because we're talking about
like
sex.
He's talking full menu. Like he's gonna get everything. For
I want
$50.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I don't
think
you know how this...
is that, dude?
How does this work, dude? That's not how it works.
Does she look like the troll under the bridge type deal?
Probably.
Is that why it's only $50?
Right. It's his mom. He was... So, however, the hooker only performed oral on him, right?
Okay.
He was also expecting vaginal and whatever else is on this little menu of his.
Okay.
So he calls the cops to report that he had just been robbed.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh, do you have a description? Yeah, she's a whore.
And she has cum in her hair.
And my $50 in her pocket. She smells like jizz.
Right.
Her breath stink. Give her a breathalyzer. She stinks like jizz. Ferris admitted that he was not, in fact, robbed by his unidentified paid date. In an interview, a frustrated Ferris told the Smoking Gun here that he expected all of it for $50, but just got kissing and sucking during the 20-minute bathroom encounter. He added that the hooker picked the White Castle for their assignation since its bathroom locked and not because of their burgers.
Wow. What?
I know where all the bathrooms that lock are here, so... It's my office, you
could
say.
Dude, you're not going to get everything for $50, not from any hooker, unless she's a total fucking nasty bitch.
But you figure the bathroom of White Castle, right? So, maybe.
Yeah,
$50 and some burger buddies? Fuck yeah.
I guess so.
What a fucking idiot. And then you called the cops.
Yeah,
good.
What are you doing,
go to jail,
dude.
You fucking idiot.
This prostitute just totally ripped me off. You guys want to come and arrest her, please? Not me. No, you arrest
no,
her.
No, the prostitute that I paid to give
right.
me the full menu.
Yes. She
burgers.
Ripped me off.
I want burgers and fries.
I need you to arrest her, please.
And chicken.
Not me. What are you doing? Not me.
No.
No.
All right, and we've heard about this. I think we've even talked about this once or twice. But you know that there's so much rape in Africa, that in South Africa, more specifically, that they're trying to figure out how to, you know, slow it down or something. And some women were going to lengths of putting razor blades up their twats and shit like that, right?
That's crazy, man.
And then I remember, I think DV might have talked about this too, that there was a company that was coming out with the trap or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That you insert into your twat, and as soon as a dick goes in there, it fucking clamps down on that fucker.
Oh, man.
And then you can't get it out, so you have to, or you can, but it takes the whole thing with it. Like
yeah.
So then you got to go to the hospital to get it removed, and then they're like, well, why was that there? And so there's another one out, unless this is the same one. I don't know if this is the same one, but there's a pretty sweet commercial for it. So this is a lady... And she always remembered this young woman that she treated always being like, man, if I only had teeth down there, right? Like,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't have got raped if I only had teeth down there.
Uh-huh.
So she made a promise to herself to do something about this, quote. 40 years later, the result is the rape axe.
The rape
anti-rape
axe.
Device now with teeth. Rape axe. Do you think it was supposed to be rape ask, but since it's Africa, they're like rape X?
I have
Let
no idea.
Let me ask you a question. Did, really? I bet it was. Rape axe is a flexible polyurethane condom-like tube that fits into the woman's body. Rows of jagged plastic hooks line the inside of the tube, bent backward like teeth in a shark's mouth, and lodge in a perpetrator's penis upon entry. The perpetrator can withdraw from the woman, but the rape axe remains clamped on. Trying to pull it off will cause discomfort.
Oh, dude. Like, the teeth are angled in, and when they
right.
go in and try to pull out, it just goes in deeper.
Like, you enter, and you're like, oh, that feels kind of good, and then you go to pull out, and you're like, oh, fuck!
My penis is in shreds of ribbon
skin.
Oh,
my God. It just pops out all like... Fuck, dude. It's like Pac-Man, just like beep, 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 and then just on your dick. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty crazy that they finally made it, and it's out, and you can buy these now. I think someone should buy these for Danny's birthday and send it to us, thejamhole.com.
Because you want your penis totally
box.
Fucked up?
No, I just want to see it and, like, play with it and stuff. And feed it. It'll be like my Venus flytrap.
Why
it'll,
would
it'll
you
be,
ask?
Hold on. It'll
you're
be,
asking our listeners to send you something to play with for my birthday.
It'll be my penis flytrap. No?
You're seriously asking our listeners to,
well, you play
to
with
send
it
you
too.
Something to play with for my birthday.
I don't want you to ever get raped, honey. Unless it's by me.
Look at me. I'm not going to get raped.
You might, driving around that big old truck of yours.
Yeah, we'll run them over with my big old truck, okay?
Feed me, Seymour!
Feed me, Seymour! Awesome. I love that movie. That's so old.
This thing's pretty badass, though. Though the device causes great distress, it does not draw blood. which is crucial in areas because, dude, AIDS. Hi, welcome to South Africa. Our largest export is AIDS.
How does it not draw blood, though, if it has
I think they're all, like, rubbery or something. So they just clamp it down, and it hurts, but it doesn't draw blood. I don't know. That's pretty crazy. Because you think about it, most of the guys that are doing the raping there have AIDS. Like, that's just a fact of life.
Maybe that's why they're raping.
So, well, they're just raping because it's Africa, and that's what you do there. But you don't want that. Maybe you don't have AIDS yet by some crazy fucking miracle, right? You live in Africa and you don't have AIDS. Let's just imagine what that would be like for a sec. All right. You don't want some dude getting completely fucking shredded up in your vagina and then giving you AIDS.
Right.
So, pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Who would have known? Like, version one, it's like the iPad, no camera, everything sucks on it. Version one of this was like metal teeth, cut the dick in fucking half, left part of it inside the woman.
Right.
They're like, all right, maybe version two will put a camera and make it multitask and whatnot. So they're like rubber teeth. It's all like nice and flexible. And that's so awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So there's a quote here. What people need is this condom, the lady says, especially when women are most vulnerable at night and when traveling from one town to the next. Because, you know, this is Africa and we still roam the hillside in packs of fucking an elf, a warrior, and a thief. Just like going on a fucking hunt, you know, going on a mission, a quest.
She's like noobs that run around in WoW, and you have those like level fucking 80 paladins just corpse camping your ass.
Fuck those faggots.
You just keep coming back and you're going to get pwned. They do it because you're little and you're weak.
Bird 35 says they believe raping a virgin will cure AIDS. They also believe raping albinos or eating albino penis will cure them of everything. They're crazy there.
Yeah.
Ask me why it's a third world country. That's why. You know what? I have to mention this.
What?
I have never heard so much World of Warcraft talk in my life ever than I did when you and Bob were just sitting here chilling.
I used to play.
And so did he.
He played a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
Way more.
Absolutely.
He was talking
did.
Some shit that I didn't even know what it
right?
was.
Right?
Okay, so
I'm like, oh my Christ, Bob.
Now, I know
ask
quite
me why,
a bit. But
ask me why my friend Bob doesn't have a girlfriend yet.
I know quite a bit, but not you, that Bob. Much, dude. And I haven't played it in years. Okay?
Everyone used to play, except for me. I'm the only human in the world that's never played. Me and the people
what,
in
you
Africa.
Play it, you'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Nah.
You've got a very addictive personality.
Why do you think I don't go anywhere near that shit? I know my limits. I know when to say when. Yeah. Oxys, sure. Wow, uh-uh. I can still function and do pills. Wow, forget it. Be like anyway. Rolling around with my netbook all the time, just like, fucking zombies and shit.
No, I don't know. I quit playing it, though. It got boring, though, for me.
So this lady says, they need that when, you know, the women are roaming from town to town looking for work or whatever they do there. When men hear about this, they will be scared. They won't know who has protected herself and who not. That's true, too, right? You know what, though?
You're a rapist and you're thinking, like, dude, she's probably got one of those clamp things up her
all clot. This is going to do is make guys go to rape a chick and just shove a big old tree branch in there first, yank out whatever the fuck is clamped onto the other end of that shit, and then get down to business.
Yeah.
So, good on that.
That's probably true. That's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The one gets it and pulls it out, and the other dude that's with him ends up raping anyway.
Like his bitch, like in jail, every black dude has his bitch. He'll just be like, get that out, and the bitch is like, God damn it. And he fucking gets it and clamp. That
probably.
Would suck. I don't ever want to be some black dude's bitch in jail. Fuck that. Some critics are doubtful that the rape acts will benefit women in conflict zones where rape is used systematically as a weapon of war. Welcome to Africa. quote, maybe that makes sense in the first world. What? The middle world? Middle Earth? What is the first world?
I don't know. What's the third world?
That would be Africa.
All right. So we need a first and second, please?
Is that here in, like, Russia? Here in Europe? Are we
know.
First?
I don't know.
Huh.
I have no idea.
This is the guy, she's a filmmaker, excuse me, Lisa, and she interviewed the rape victims and rapists in the Congo there, and her show was called The Greatest Silence. She estimates, are you ready for this number?
Ready.
More than 200,000 women and girls have been raped since the Civil War back in 98. So, like, what, 18 years? How many years is that?
I don't know.
That's not very many years. And, like, 200,000? More than 200,000.
That's a lot.
You all have AIDS there.
That's a lot, dude.
That's a whole lot, dude. That's fucked up. Quote, but if a guy is raping you and there's five other guys waiting to take their turn, dot, 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 do you think he's going to take that well? They're going to mutilate that woman. It's just a provocation. So what, you just lay there and take it because you live in Africa and that's your place as a woman there?
I have no idea, man.
You will get raped, so just take it, because if you don't, his four friends are going to fucking
kill you.
Anally. They will anally kill you. They'll shove that thing up your ass inside out so the teeth are like, duh, in your asshole.
Oh, that's fucked
up. And then
up.
Every time you take a dump, you're going to remember that.
Shove like a glass bottle up there and then hit her with something so it shatters.
They don't poop there, do they? Because you have to like eat food in order to poop.
Oh, right.
And they don't eat food, right?
I don't know.
They just rape. They live off of rape.
They live off of semen.
Rape. All right. Well, I'll put a link to this in the show notes. You guys can check out the rest of the story if you're curious. There's a cute little picture of what it looks like. It's all like clear and rubbery looking. But there's a video here
pancakes.
Of a commercial. So what?
Deco Punk says shit and pancakes.
Fucking A, dude. Little shredded pancakes.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we call it a fucking night?
No, I'm good.
I, too, am good. Happy birthday pretty soon. TheJamHole.com/donate. TheJamHole.com/contest. Check that out. /YouTube. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to get any more videos from our Thursday nights up, but I will get to that this week, hopefully. So check that out. TheJamHole.com/YouTube. / fucking Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and all that good shit. So 406-204-4687, thejamhole.com/POBOX. Send us a postcard of where you live. That'd be kind of cool. Email info at thejamhole.com. Of course, all of our shit is at thejamhole.com. I got to rape axe you a motherfucking question. Shit. You got to rape axe up in there? Because I'm about finna put my dick up in there. That's how they talk there, huh?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Later.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.